Are you ready? I said, are you ready? You are listening to Voice of the Fans Sportscast, brought to you by none other than the voices of the fans. Discussing football, basketball, news, trending topics. The one-stop shop for all things sports. Voice of the Fans Sportscast. Hosted by none other than Ben Swift Reynolds, Taylor Gatwood, 100% RC, Professor Damian Flowers, and Tyler Wright.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Voice of the Fans Sportscast. I'm your host, Ben Swift Reynolds. We have Professor Flowers, T. Wright, man, and 100% RC with us tonight. On this stormy day. It literally rained all day until like 2 p.m. You know, we live in the South, so we get this terrible weather this time of year, tornadoes. Woke up to a tornado siren. I thought it was a flood warning. Cause my wife, she got up and started getting the kids. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Like, what's all this commotion here? I'm trying to sleep. And I was like, it's just a flash warning. She's like, no, look at your phone. And I seen the tornado warning. I'm like, oh, shoot. 4 o'clock in the morning, guys.
Lord would have had to just take me.
Hey, you say you remain in bed, huh? Trying to get some sleep.
Nah, I would have been up.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, I said, Lord would have take me because I've been in golf at 12 o'clock.
You mean tell me Ben, the house is on fire. You just landed. What's all this commotion?
Man, I'm half asleep. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I gotta be up in an hour or so. Man, to be honest, I put me in at work at 5. I said bump that. I ain't go into like 6:45. So I need my sleep, man.
You just do what you want up there, huh?
Yeah, man, RC know how I roll. He see me come and go.
I'm tell you what. Long we get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long we get the job done. Hey, T-Right, just like in Hibbets, don't miss a beat.
You ain't do nothing in Hibbets, man.
Man, shoot. I got it from you.
Nah, that's crazy.
Man, guys, T-Right be gone for 40 minutes in the bathroom. I'm waiting my turn to get in there. I'm waiting my so I take my 40.
Oh man, that's crazy.
So man, Dustin gonna be in shortly. Thank y'all for tuning in, liking, and subscribe, man. Share with family and friends. We appreciate the support. So let's dive into the basketball. Like I said, Dustin gonna be in a few minutes. So the Nuggets, man, they have came back to life. They tied the series up 2-2. And, you know, Anthony Edwards, all he could say was that ninja Aaron Gordon. He tired of him. He tired of him, man. Who would have thought Aaron Gordon would explode for a game like that yesterday? So, RC, are the Nuggets back to life?
Yeah, they flexed their championship muscle. I was impressed. I was not shocked. I knew they would respond. I knew they would get one. Minnesota's now pressure's on them because now you're gonna. It's I think Denver's finding their footing. And the one thing I like is how did Joker responded after all the, you know, everybody questioned if he should be the 3-time MVP. He responded like you know, an MVP should, and I feel like he. You know, showed everybody why he's the best player in the league. And then Jamal Murray showed up, and then Minnesota looked like Minnesota of old. But I believe it'll go 7. I mean, I believe it's going to be a competitive series. They will compete, but I'm not shocked. The Nuggets are, you know, they got a Harvard champion. They ain't going quiet.
Right. Dustin Bishop, late as usual, looking like Tyrese Halliburton over there. What is that you have on?
Oh, this man, you
a furry?
You must
be gonna throw somebody under the bus, bro.
Tell me something.
Man, every girl that see this hoodie be like, yo, it looks so cozy. I'd be like,
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're trying to snuggle up on it. Okay, I see.
That man called me Tyrese Halliburton, man.
Girls in my class be like, let me borrow your hoodie, Dustin.
Okay. Nah, we just call them snuggies.
Well, you know all about that, huh?
Nah, all right. Let's go ahead and get back on topic.
Yeah, all right. Huh?
Hey, come on, man. Hey, we back on topic now. We back on topic.
Oh, you want to get on topic?
Uh-huh. All right, Dustin, you see the Nuggets come back and get this dub. They tie the series up 2-2. What have the Nuggets done differently than we saw in the previous first two games?
I mean, they're dealing with the pressure way better. Jamal Murray, he's played well. But the difference last game was Aaron Gordon, really. Like, if Aaron Gordon dropped 27 and Cat only, like, scored, like, 13 or 14, that's not going to work. Like, they can – yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough series. I mean, they're going to have to – play the type of defense they played their first half of game two. Also, I mean, Cat got to give you more than 14 and 12. He got to give you like 25, especially if Ant got like 40. Man, you gotta get like 25 at least. And then, you know, from the road, Naz Reid, you know, he needs to at least be around 15. But
right.
If they're not stepping up and Aaron Gordon dropped 27, like, yeah, it's not going to work.
Right, because we saw from the rest of the team, you know, Mike Conley outscoring Cat, that's a problem with 15 points.
Yeah.
I mean, the points shouldn't be coming from Mike Conley like that. And the bench was a no-show. What bench, right? Alexander Walker, 2 points. Reed, 11. Anderson, 0. He only played 6 minutes, but – T. Wright, man, what can Minnesota do to get back on track? We saw that Rudy Gobert got Defensive Player of the Year award. Now people tell him that he should just leave, you know, go back on go on maternity. They say that man should go on maternity leave.
Sure, yeah. Go be with your baby.
Go be with your baby.
I think the bench didn't show up for him. Like you said, they only had 13 bench points. I think that's what killed him. I think Rudy can hurt you sometimes offensively because he's kind of in the way.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you almost nothing on offense. If he's not rolling to the basket, he's just there. Mm-hmm. I think Denver's taking advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. Flowers, who you think gonna edge out the series? We had Barkley called that the Nuggets is going to get swept, but we see the Nuggets are fighting back. Who do you think going to edge it out?
It's kind of hard to say right now. I think whoever wins game five is probably going to be the winner of the series. I think Minnesota's going to play better. Now, they're going to have to make some better adjustments. Gobert is messing up the spacing on the floor. Karl-Anthony Towns can't guard Aaron Gordon, so that back door has been open. And if Karl-Anthony Towns is going to go 5-for-18, they're not going to win. He's going to have to give them 20-plus. They're going to have to get – somebody's going to have to give them a consistent 20 other than Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is going to give you 30 or 40 on any given night. That's a guarantee. But if Karl-Anthony Towns can't give you 20, 25, they're going to hurt – like I say, the main thing is I think Gobert is the big problem. And I think they're exposing that, like Dustin and Tyler said. I think they're exposing Gobert and the spacing. Gobert is becoming a liability. Maybe they probably need to look at lessening his minutes for this series. It shouldn't matter that they paying him, you know, $200 million. Hell, if it's not working, it's not working. You gotta do what's best for the team, and they need better spacing on the floor so they can get better shots.
I agree with everything you said.
You get better spacing if can't take his big ass down there and post up Aaron Gordon. It can't. We've seen Cat in college with his back to the basket. He's a problem. So start on the block. Anthony Davis and I'm gonna call him Cat Williams. Them two guys, man, they like to give you glimpses of what they can be. Work the 15 to 17 foot, and then go out there. But no, he won't start the game out there. Then he shoots it and he holds it like that every time. Like, yeah, I mean, I hate watching him play basketball. He's too damn tall to be on the perimeter. Take your big ass down there and post up Aaron Gordon, get him in foul trouble. Then walk back out there. I mean, but to start the game out there shooting threes is too perimeter oriented. And Jokic is showing you, like the Joker said, over the right shoulder, over the left shoulder, drive to the basket, made a roll in front of me. Pack. He giving you the whole package.
Right.
At zero miles per hour. He ain't going bad with the shit.
He was talking about they're going to need another Jokic on team to help out, but nah. He doing it all himself. And I think the Nuggets really just feeling the Timberwolves to see how they gonna play them.
Let me say
they made it the right adjustments.
Are they true? I mean, I know Jokic is all world, but I feel like they made him work better. They made him work in the first two games, the last two games. I feel like the shit was effortless for Jokic.
Right. Because we saw when Jokic was playing against AD. AD was making them worry. That's why the Lakers was in the lead at the time, because they were putting pressure on the Nuggets like that. And then when they stopped putting pressure on Jokic, the whole game changed. So obvious thing is to put pressure on Jokic, continue to do what they did in the first two games, and you see bad results. Most unknown said, Rui didn't play bad, though. I get it, though. They can benefit by starting Naz Reid. There's no player that can stop Jokic one-on-one. Put multiple bodies on him. Cats need to step it up.
My thing
is... I like Naz Reid in the game a little bit more.
Right. But that's... Who are you taking out of the lineup? Are you putting in Naz Reid, though?
I mean, you put Naz Reid in and you let him Gobert. When Gobert is in the game and Carl Anthony Towns in the game, if Towns is not hitting shots matching what Jokic is doing, because Gobert on Jokic one-on-one, and he's giving it to him. So if Carl Anthony Towns cannot match that, they're not going to win, especially with that spacing. Like I said, they have to be able to benefit for both of them big guys being on the floor. And if Gobert's going one-on-one with Jokic and Carl Anthony Towns can't deliver on the other end, what's the point?
But look, on paper, they don't match.
It's worth it.
On paper,
it's horrible.
On paper, they don't match up. It's just the Nuggets are banged up. Most everybody got some type of nagging injury. Jamal hasn't been playing, but we ain't even talking about Michael Porter. It's like they don't match up. They don't got enough scoring. They got enough defense, but they don't got enough scoring. Minnesota don't have enough scoring. They need a third scorer. They don't need just Cat. They need a third guy that consistently hit 20 or 17 every night in this series.
You put Nas in, the spacing comes, but Nas can shoot the three ball also. So the spacing will be better. They're just opening the floor more for Anthony Edwards for a kick out or something. It's something they have to change something, because obviously Denver has made the adjustment with Gobert and Towns on the floor. They're capitalizing off of it. So there has to be a cross somewhere in this. They gotta figure it out.
Better shot selection for sure.
Joker is gonna. He's kind of unguardable one-on-one, so you got to kind of pick your poison. You got to either live with him scoring or him facilitating. So if you play him one-on-one, I feel like that's you living with him scoring. So you can't have Aaron Gordon scoring 30 if you're gonna play Joker one-on-one. That can't happen.
Carl Anthony Towns every time.
Right. I don't know how he got 30. If y'all all playing straight up defense one-on-one, no help. I don't understand how he get 30.
Aaron Gordon
well, they gave him some pick. Easy baskets. They gave him easy drives.
Aaron Gordon was a first-round pick. He was a top guy in Orlando. Mm. They forgot about me. He reintroduced himself. He's like, hey, don't forget about me, man. And he can shoot now.
He went 11 for 12, man.
A lot of them
were
the shots. Mm-hmm. Just cutting back door Jokic.
Yep.
Flicking it behind the head because Aaron Gordon beat Carl Anthony Towns, you know, off a cut. And he got a slam dunk. You know, it's levels to it.
I don't want to give credit
for the passes.
I want to say it's about the Anthony Edwards Michael Jordan comparison. I was talking to a partner of mine the other day. I said, man, every time they put that Jordan energy on somebody, unless it was Kobe, they can't sustain it because they're going to scrutinize, critique every little thing. This kid is not Michael Jordan. This kid is Anthony Edwards. Michael Jordan didn't take that many perimeter jumpers, threes, and he didn't handle the ball as well as this kid. This kid is Anthony Edwards, and I hope he don't embrace any of that because Harold Miner, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, Grant Hill, all of them had that put on them, and it goes away. He just need to keep tapping into who he is because, I mean, if he lose all his hair right now today, he ain't Michael Jordan.
Rudy Gobert came out and said this. He said, if Gordon turns into Kobe Bryant, we just got to live with that.
Hey, man. We
gotta live with Jokic, you know, being Jokic, but you can't live with Aaron Gordon dropping down at 30 points.
You're gonna be at home with the crib with your baby if Aaron Gordon turn the coach.
We need Gobert to at least be Brad Miller. He gotta be Brad Miller.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Leave Brad Miller a nice jumper.
Yeah, exactly. Brad Miller. My goodness, man. You don't need a quote like that. Y'all just need to figure out how to stop Aaron Gordon, man. Because we already know where Aaron Gordon gets his points from.
Yeah, history shows, like, if Aaron Gordon have a big game, like,
they're going to win.
You see the Nuggets win. Like, 99% of the time they win if Aaron Gordon have a big game.
T-Wright got a hater in the chat. He said, T-Wright, you're screwed for real. Oh, man. Shots fired. But we got hate in the comment already. Early in the show, guys. We just getting cooked. We just getting started. Nah, that was T-Gack, guys.
He's that man can't guard me, Ben.
Hey, Jack Wood, you can tell me the Cleveland Browns playing the Cowboys week one, that's going to be.
Nah, he not even. What are you talking about? See, he's not a Browns fan. He's a Texans fan now. He was just proud.
Wait a minute. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? He saw what the Texan did last year. He jumped ship.
I need to hear from him. He need to come on the show. I got to hear from him. Ben throw y'all under the bus. After he throw you under the bus, he run over, then he back up. I ain't got time. If this true, come on the show, Gat Wood, and explain this.
He put in chat. He said, Texans and Deshaun fan. I still don't get the Deshaun fan part.
I put it like this.
We're going to leave that where it's at, Ben.
If I was ever to choose a life of crime, Ben would not be my accomplice.
I'm going to ride.
Hey, Ben going to be in the interrogation room eating chicken.
You got some Kool-Aid, too? man,
Mr. Reynolds, we ain't want to know all that. I mean,
we ain't know. Oh my goodness. Most unknown said, "Hold on, let me read Randy chat." He said, "Gatwood is a Rockets fan, more specifically a Harden fan." Randy, he grew up in Houston, so we give him that one. Muscle Known said, put more pressure on Aaron Gordon. Make sure MPJ don't get hot. Cat needs to bang in the post. Everybody talking about Rudy like it's his fault. Cat too skillful to be playing like that. Man, all them guys, most big men that have that mid-range jump shot and that can also shoot threes, they play soft like that anyway.
He can't play in the post with Rudy in the game anyway.
I'm saying. It's the spacing. Like, if Cat posting up, where's Gobert gonna be? He ain't gonna be standing on 3-point
line. In the way.
Rudy that guy in every sport that get in your way. Like, 7 inches, you got the ball in basketball, little cut in front of you, you got four people in one spot. And then in football, you hit the hole, and then he's blocking his man past the hole. You didn't hit the hole, he's blocking his man into you. That's Rudy. He's always in the way. So, I mean, here nor there, that was a bad pickup. They did not need Rudy Gobert.
If Carl Anthony Towns get them 10 more points, they win the game.
Yeah.
That's it.
They still won a bad loss yesterday. I mean, it won a bad loss yesterday.
Like I said, Carson Towns got he got to deliver, man. He 5-18 in Minnesota and at home.
They're not beating Denver in Denver again.
It's probably over. Probably over in 7.
They beat Denver. They might win, lose tomorrow night, and then win back home, but they're not winning in Denver ever again. It's over.
Well, the Pacers, they took down the Knicks 121-89. The series is tied 2-2. Flowers, do the Pacers have the Knicks reeling?
They do. They really do, man. OG Anunoby, man, is sorely missed right now. Even though I'm thinking New York probably will win Game 5, I'm thinking that since they'll be at home, but man, Indiana, like they started like they did earlier in the season when Haliburton was healthy, man. They were running people up and down the court. I'm just fearful of the Knicks, man. Does Bronson, is he healthy enough because he got banged up? Can they keep it up? DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and these guys, man, they're banged up pretty bad, man. And like I said, you know, earlier before this series started, Indiana was deep. And they I think they played damn near 10 people, so... And I think they put Naismith on Brunson. They kind of slowed him down a little bit. So I'm quite sure Carlisle will go with that again to try to slow Brunson down. But Brunson's going to have a 30-40-point game, and they're going to have to get some help from DiVincenzo and Josh Hart, you know, be able to, you know, keep with the Pacers because you can't run with those guys. I'm thinking the Pacers probably going to win this series. Just because of the OG Anunoby thing, man, that's a big loss. I just don't know if Brunson and company, man, they're playing 40-plus minutes a night, man. And this is a long series, man. I just
they
don't
look
know.
Gassed.
They're gassed.
How long OG out?
He pulled his hamstring, so who knows?
Sure, that's a couple weeks.
And he did that dunking in the third quarter. And once you see it, you're just like, oh, shit. You know, he probably out for the rest of the series. He's not coming back. That's a big loss, man. Like, if OG's playing, the Knicks win this in 6. Mm-hmm. But them losing OG Anunoby and they're missing Robinson, they're missing Bogdanović and all these other guys, man, it's starting to show its ugly head, man.
RC, do you like the Knicks' chances of winning the series?
So every time Thibodeau is coaching the team, they ran into the ground. I mean, at some point, somebody needs to say it. You know, Kendrick Perkins always biting on his tongue, and Shannon Sharpe is always fumbling over his words. Maybe I should have said that the other way around, because both of them sound like their tongue's too big for their mouth. They always never talk about Thibodeau and how he run his players in the ground. Brunson looked like he'd been through a car wash without being in the car, like he walked through it. You look at Josh Hart playing all them damn minutes. I don't understand Tibbs. His teams are built for the regular season, but they're not built for the marathon. It's like just a sprint. And they run to everybody. How does everybody hurt? And he's standing over there looking like he tired himself. And it's just, man, it's an embarrassment of riches how many players he's ran into the ground. Even when he had Jimmy Butler, he played him the same way.
Yeah.
And so at some point.
Well, now he have guys that are hurt, so his bench is not as deep anymore.
But he's playing too many minutes, man. He plays them.
I mean,
like, what's the point of playing Josh Hart in 2 games, 90 minutes, and Josh Hart is bragging about it? Dog, you need a break. And then Duke McBride and other guys, they need them guys. Let them guys play, man.
Let them play 10 minutes.
Who is Bronson's backup?
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you either.
They traded Barry.
That's a very good question.
For OG Anunoby, so
you gotta understand something, man. Like, at some point, I don't wish this on him. When he goes down in Philadelphia with the foot injury, I'm like, at some point, this ends, and it ends tragically because they're running out of gas and they don't have they're not big guys. They're not just explosive guys. He does a lot of his damage in the paint, so he's getting hit a lot. But it's hard to watch because you know those guys are banged up, and you know why.
You got that right. Dustin, if the Pacers win this series, you think they can make it to the finals? Think they have enough?
They got a chance, man. Boston. Boston scared me, man. Like, they so consistent. Like, this game was actually a close game without Donovan Mitchell. That's crazy. That is crazy. Like, so, I don't, man, Boston, I don't know. They scare me. Like, if any team was to get, like, completely upset,
mm-hmm.
100% for sure.
Let me say something.
It's gonna be an easy win.
Yeah, go ahead, Flowers.
If my mind serves me correct, I think Indiana gave Boston a lot of damn trouble in the regular season.
Did they beat them in that in-season tournament? Did they? I don't remember.
I know they beat somebody to get. They might be Milwaukee. They beat Boston.
Yeah, I think it was the Bucks.
Yeah, you're right.
The move on. Yeah.
When I was gambling earlier with the NBA on Underdog before we got taken away, like I said before, Haliburton got hurt. They were giving Boston problems, if I'm not mistaken.
That's Carlisle-led team, though. He just likes Spo. If his teams are healthy at this time of the year, they're mm-hmm. gonna fight. They're gonna scrap.
Muscle No said Knicks had a good run, but it might be over. Mitchell Robinson out, Julius Randle, OG, and Bogdan. What's it? How you say his name?
Bogdanovich.
Yeah, he's out. Tibbs has a history of running players down. He's the reason D Rose got hurt multiple times.
Yep. No, but
get out of that list that he take off. That damn Julius Randle. They ain't missed him. Don't make him feel like he's been missed. They didn't get his ass out there. They don't miss him.
It would help, though, just to have that.
Yeah, but they wouldn't look the same, Flower. They moved the ball when he ain't there.
They look pretty good, though, when he was playing with them, though, bro. I do have to say that. Now, when he come to playoff Julius Randle, we might have different.
They need another scorer, though.
They need Julius Randle right now.
They need another scorer, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Well, I had the Knicks making it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I don't know now. God, they looking dog tired, bro. They looking tired.
When you see that picture of Jalen Brunson at the press conference?
I didn't see it. Well, they should have sent it to him.
Bro, he look homeless.
Hey, man,
They got
nothing to be ashamed of, man. They exceeded expectations.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
They can make
Jalen Brunson balled his tail off.
Yeah, it's unfortunate though. They should beat the Pacers. If they healthy and Tibbs don't run them into the ground, they should beat the Pacers for sure.
Yeah, if they healthy, they beat the Pacers. No doubt.
Right.
But they're tougher than them.
Right. And the Pacers play no defense.
Right.
No. And that's going to be their downfall if they make it to the Celtics. Okay, you have to play some defense against those guys.
I don't know, mate,
got to make Tatum work, man. He can't get him free shots.
It's
going to be easy.
Between
the legs, step back three.
Every time.
I hate watching him play, bro. Oh, my God.
The Muscle Known said Tibbs is like a football coach that make running back run the ball 500 times per season and wonder why his running back has ACL problems.
Mm.
Yup.
Mm.
Well, today the Celtics beat the Cavs 109-102. Dominic Mitchell was out today again. So that's pretty much a wrap with that series. And the Mavericks are beating the Thunder 22-12. Right now the Mavericks lead the series 2-1.
Mm.
I just like the Mavericks overall. They have a little bit better chemistry and on how they move the ball around, get Kyrie involved, and get the other guys going. With the Thunder, I feel like they settle too much, man. They got too much going to settle for.
They babies.
Whoever. Yeah.
They gonna be ready in a few years. They might be ready next year.
Yeah. Right. Cause we already know SGA is a top player already.
I think the Mavericks won the championship.
He may not have another chance. It's going to be tough for him to win it again. They hyping up Anthony Edwards so much now. I think it's going to be tough for him.
All right. Go ahead.
I think the whole Western Conference thing the East looking mighty great value over there. I mean, I don't think nobody can beat anybody from the East can beat anybody from the West if they had to play, you know, right now in the series. The West is tough for years to come. Like Memphis will be back soon, so.
Yeah, Randy said Kyrie seemed to be a changed man in Dallas. I didn't think he had it in him. I knew he was on this spiritual journey where he was just trying to find himself, and that's where he's at. He looked a lot more humble, a lot more dedicated. It seemed like he's really a family man. I think that's really honed him in.
But he's always been that. Let me say this, man. Media can paint a picture.
Thank you.
Like, dude, let me explain something. They were trying to make this man take the vaccine. The dude for being blamed for James Harden not ever wanting to be in practice or in games. You know, Kevin Durant not being accountable, it's like they were blaming Kyrie for everything. Kyrie has always been what you see right now. It's just the only difference is we're out of a COVID. We're out of a pandemic, and he ain't speaking as much. That's the only difference. He was fighting for his beliefs.
Right. I agree. Like I said, but this Kyrie seemed way more relaxed. And
because,
like I said,
he always been like this.
It accommodates to him.
Yeah.
They're accommodating to him. He's comfortable. He's never been a bad guy, so... No.
I don't think everybody thought Kyrie's a bad guy. They just thought his views was kind of crazy. I think there were people who were hawking on his views.
I think he just got a bad rap in the media.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not that bad of a guy. I don't know him personally, but
you hang out with Kyrie.
I've never heard anybody complain about being on his team. And like you said in the interview, I mean, he just learned to like not stop talking to the media as much.
And once Stephen A starts singing like a bird on you, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Stephen A is the biggest, you know, they call him a coon. I don't believe you should call people coons and Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom is not the problem. It's Sambo if you do your history and your homework. But I feel like with Stephen A is an opportunist, man. He looks to anything to stay relevant. And when he got on Kyrie every day talking about Kyrie, media follows him.
You got that right. So, did y'all see who was at the Cavaliers game today?
LeBron.
Really?
Yeah, LeBron was sitting courtside
at the
Cavaliers game, and his wife, and his agent.
Mm-hmm. He's scouting the scene.
do that mean anything? Is that riding in stone? Is that like a message to people?
You know, Brian passive aggressive. You know, Brian like to do little stuff like that. You know,
man, amen. Hey, bro, listen, I just put it up there to the basketball guys, man. Send him home, man. Listen, go back home one more time, bro. Go back home, man.
Going to wherever you get. But Brian got exposed. I did not know Brian was 6'1".
I've been saying that for a couple of years now. It's disappointing that you can't, when you watch him play, he don't look big to me at all. I never saw 6'4". I'm trying to figure out.
I always thought he was about 6'2". I thought he was like
6'3".
I think they'd be lying. Dustin, when they measured us, they had me like at 5'8", 5'9".
You know what's crazy about that?
All right, see, look, with the jokes.
What's his player comparison in the NBA? You know, they have like player comparisons in the NBA. Who is Bron's player comparison? Who would you compare him to?
Jose Calderon.
Keith Sweat. Nobody in the NBA play that way.
I think he's not ready right now. I think he has an NBA type game. Like, he plays defense, he's smart with the ball, he can shoot a little bit.
I thought about Scottie Pippen Jr. But Scottie Pippen Jr. is taller than him. I thought about Drew Holiday, but Drew Holiday's a better defensive player, but he's an undersized point. But Bronny's going to have to play the point guard. Bronny's not an off guard. I just don't see him just lighting you up at 25. Like, you know, I don't know what he is. It's a hard call for me.
Randy said, don't diss Jose. That's my guy.
Oh, he
said Bronny is twice as good as LeVar Ball.
No, but the closest thing Bronny would be to me, in my opinion, is Gary Payne Jr. That's who I can see.
I don't know.
Bam. And then a little smaller. Yep. Just go out there and play defense. I can maybe see that. Because he got hot. Like, he definitely got hot. Like, he got bounced.
Hey, he might be Swiss Parker.
He got an NBA. Man,
come on, man.
Come on, man. That's a dorky fuck.
I mean, he's 6'1". Like, I think he looked what, like 6'1", over 200 pounds. Like, he got an NBA body right now.
But do you guys believe wholeheartedly? Just because I said this a few weeks ago about NBA players, I'm never gonna call a guy trash again. They would bust our asses on this panel if we had to play them one-on-one direct center, pain center. Okay, so they can hoop. Brian Scalabrine can play. LeBron James son can hoop. The issue I have with it is, if I put him in Detroit without his daddy, he in the G League. You'll never hear from him again. So it's just like he got to go up under LeBron's umbrella to stay in the league, because if not, he can't be that much better than other guys that have come in the league. Like, what's keeping Kenny Lofton Jr. out of the league? What's keeping other guys like that out of the league?
Nice. I don't know what's keeping him out of there. He's nice.
Like, you got guys stuck in the league.
But I mean, about that. If anything, I think Bronny should do like Seth Curry, transfer, go to a school, do your 4 years and develop, and then go to G League, kill in the G League, and then that'd be your gateway to getting to the NBA. I think he should follow Seth Curry's
background. I think Bronny can do what he wants to do in his heart. In about 2 months, NCAA college football can come out. He need to buy that game and go home and play it like he wants. He's a gamer. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Don't try to walk behind your daddy's footsteps. That's like Floyd Mayweather having a son and trying to come behind his daddy in boxing. It's just, it's not going to happen, man. It's too
tough. He's an influencer. You're right. He's an influencer. I think he's more passionate about, content creating and graphics. Like, he's a killer now. He's a killer of Fortnite player. That's something that he is a gold in, is in Fortnite. So,
yeah, I'm saying, like, live your life, bro.
Go. You want to be a professional gamer? Go do that. Randy asked. Oh, go ahead.
My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, Randy, he said you have a serious question here. Let me put flowers back on the screen.
Weather getting to
Randy. Yeah, man, it's thundering outside my house. That's why I was looking to the side, because. Yeah, it's getting bad out there. Randy asks, can Bronny seriously ball in Europe? Do y'all think he can ball? I think he can.
I think so.
I think he can. Why just not stay in school and just develop yourself?
I think after 3-4 years, he'll be NBA ready to me.
I think after 3-4 years, he'll be ready to be a part of EA Sports. I mean, I really do feel like it's nothing. LeBron James, this man, let that kid be all world and Call of Duty, Fortnite. Let this man do his thug thizzle. He like gaming. Let him do that. I mean, that's what's gonna happen anyway.
Y'all need to go check out his highlights on the keyboard. And I'm like, okay, he do a little something.
I mean, he had like $5 million worth in NIL deals or something?
Yeah,
like
that. Right. He's not hurting for nothing. Bro? I don't know. I told you, it's his dad idea. This whole concoction here, it's his dad's plan. It been set in motion. The
equivalent of what Deion is doing in Colorado. You're living vicariously through your kids, and you want to make it seem like you have their best interest. I'm not saying you don't love them. I'm not saying that, all that. All I'm saying is, what do your kids really want to do? Mm. You know, because if you look at it, Bronny has yet to say he wanted to play with LeBron.
Mm. I ain't heard nothing. Right, you would think Bronny would be excited. Like, yeah, man, I'm ready to play with my dad. with make history and get the thing rolling. You know, something little, not even a tweet, right? Not even a tweet. So it's definitely a good idea. So the lottery pick came out for the 2024 NBA draft. Hawks are number one, Wizards are number two, Rockets number three, Spurs are number four, Pistons are number five.
That is crazy.
Hornets is six, Trailblazers seventh, Spurs again at eight, Grizzly at nine, Jazz at 10, Bulls at 11, Thunder at 12, Kings at 13, Portland at 14. So you know some
the number one.
Why is that?
NBA showing their hand again. Trae Young. And you're going to have to replace that. In that mark, you got to replace a star with a star. They did it with Anthony Davis in New Orleans. They did it with Kyrie Irving. The NBA is full of shit, man. And that's why when people try to get on Michael Jordan not being a great owner, I had the worst record the whole time I was there, probably. Half of the time I was there. And I'm having to pick fourth and fifth in the round. So
yep.
I'm going to get better.
You're right. They said this is just the sixth year straight the team with the worst record won't get the number one pick. I'm about to ask you, do you have a problem with the NBA draft lottery? Has everything set up?
Yes, I have a problem with it because how can you expect for somebody like Detroit to have a legitimate chance to build a legitimate roster and come about the slums? Detroit has had probably the worst record in the last 6 years and hadn't got a number one pick. I know they got Kay Cunningham, you know, with a top five pick and Durant, you know, those are some pretty good players, don't get me wrong. But just think about if they would have got Anthony Edwards or Victor Wembanyama or somebody like that, where it propelled them. What I don't get is why is the NBA depriving a basketball city like Detroit that's rich in history? And when the teams are good, Detroit supports their teams. So I don't understand why the NBA won't allow Detroit to prosper.
You see where Houston would have had Banchero and Cade on one team? Yep. They weren't by the record. Right.
And Wimby would have been in Detroit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a conspiracy about that the league doing that draft stuff for a long time.
It's blatant. Yeah. Now.
Randy Justin, said the draft lottery should be, huh? I'll read this real quick. He said Randy said the draft lottery should be done live in front of us all. I agree. So Dustin, if NBA, do you agree how the NBA had the lottery set up? Of course, you got your guy, so you feel some type of way like I'm good. But I don't know about the rest of y'all.
I love it, man.
So my question is: we see the NFL getting it right. The best player in college go to the worst team, and I think that's why the NFL have a quick turnaround with some franchises. No, not talking about the Browns, even though they did have pretty good seasons here and there, but they just couldn't draft well. That was their problem, but. You see, that's how you keep people interested because the bad teams become good, the good teams still battling out to stay on top. That's how you create a competitive league, right? You just don't send the best player to the best market. That's not how you generate revenue, I say, to make it come in regularly. You want to spread out the league, have stars all over the place. That way you have good competition. We already know when every season starts in the NBA, how many we can pick out the teams like, yep, they going to the playoffs. They going to the playoffs. Any other sport, even baseball, you still have a hard time guessing like, okay, this team going to be good. Why can't the NBA just drop the lottery, put the best players on the worst teams, and watch your league become leveled out and be more competitive. It's just that simple. The money will generate themselves. You know what I'm saying? With the players in the market. People gonna buy tickets, people gonna watch the games. Either way,
I'll tell you why. David Stern started this a long time ago. So Adam Silver has to keep this going because historically, this is what the NBA has always done. My issue with it is you're blatant. It's blatant. It's very obvious that you don't give a damn that we know now. Like LeBron being in Cleveland tonight, setting up some buffoonery because the Eastern Conference is really, really, really soft right now. Maybe he goes back to the East and said, it's my way back to five or my chance to get six. You can, the NBA is like the WWE. I think the WWE is more unpredictable. I mean, but you knew when Cody Rhodes came back to the WWE, he was eventually going to win the belt, right? So if you watch wrestling, I've been probably watching it for about a year now, and I can kind of tell you what's going to happen because it's like a storyline. You just follow it. And so with the NBA, you know, they kind of, they don't care that we know no more. Stop me. Like Dustin knew down there in the corner right there, he knew that Wimby was coming there. Well, Wimby was 5 years old. Wimby had jersey on. He knew. So it's like, you got to understand, man, this is starting to get out of hand because if I'm looking at Detroit, how do we get better? Because ain't nobody just flocking over there. How do they get better?
You know, all I'm going to say is when Detroit had the number one pick, they fumbled. And they fumbled horribly.
Who they pick?
Darko Milicic.
Yeah, Darko, yeah.
Yeah, but listen, there's
Melo.
But there's Darko. This thing out there where Cheed is talking about Darko being really, really good, and then Darko went to a team where really Melo or Darko don't fit on that team. Melo is not going to be on a defensive-minded team, and you know, he just don't fit. Tayshaun Prince fit better with them. Darko was going to come off the bench. It was just a bad – Detroit being in that spot was bad because both guys are not a fit. Can you imagine Melo playing on a team where he got to play defense? He's an offensive-minded guy. Melo's never been a defensive-minded guy. So, and then Larry Brown struggled with stars.
They wouldn't have made him play defense, I don't think. I think they would have allowed Melo to be Melo if he would have went. I mean, because his scoring, it would have been undeniable. Melo would have had to be Melo.
But Larry Brown struggles with stars. He struggles with stars, man.
I just don't see how you could pass up on a freshman who won the NCAA Chase Championship. His freshman year being the best
player. He would have came, respected those guys. Yeah, I think it would have worked out.
Yeah.
That time they did, Denver made it to the Western Conference Finals, man. Him and Kobe had some battles.
I think what I'm saying, Detroit was Memphis. Grit, grind, over and all his offense. He wanted the ball to move. He don't never want the ball to stop. So it would have worked, but Melo would have been disgruntled like Iverson was in Philly. Like, this dude getting on my nerves. It took Iverson a long time to like Larry Brown because George Karl, Larry Brown, USC coaches, they, you know, ain't no big eyes and little U's on the team. They don't see stars. It's all about the team. So,
yeah,
it would work.
That's true. I'm also known said this year's draft looks trash. Might be the worst draft since 2000. I really don't see the appeal with the top 10 picks. This might be the draft where players later on in the draft might be decent. And Randy said, load management is more of a reason why they should end the draft lottery. So, I didn't even thought about it like that. So, y'all heard the buzz, right? We're going to go over to a little bit of overtime. I think overtime is really our favorite segment. So, man, look, we got the Kendrick Lamar Drake beef. We have the Soulja Boy and Metro Boomin beef. Now we have Shaq and Shannon going at it.
I don't know what that is.
So I have a clip what's all started this whole ruckus between Shaq and Shannon. I would never thought in 2024, I have a Shaq and Shannon beef out of all things. So let me play the clip that got it popping.
But Shaq sees these guys winning these MVPs and a little envious. Because, and I don't care, look, I understand that Shaq got four titles and he has three finals MVPs. But Shaq, no deep down. We should be having a discussion. For GOAT, Shaq, Shaq's name is never brought up in the discussion. Now, we bring his name up with big mans, with Will, Russell, and Kareem, and rightfully so. But we're never going to see another guy Shaq's size with his athleticism that was as dominant as him.
Yeah.
And he robbed himself because he didn't take it serious enough. Did he take it serious? Not nearly as serious as he should have. Shaq should have five MVPs. Shaq should have seven titles.
So that's two videos, but that's the main gist right there. So of course, Shaq, they said Shaq responded like 10 or 15 minutes later or so. He said, "You took me sticking up for SGA at the jealousy of Joker." He misspelled it. "At the jealousy of Joker shows how smart you are and how you saying anything to get clicks. So here's some click bait for you. If you ain't ranked in the top 10 in your profession, then you can't speak on me. Don't forget, I know what you did. I know what you did to get where you at." Oh, he said, "I know what you did to get where you at." Okay. Me jealous? Sounds like you jealous. "I know you're trying to stay relevant by gossiping on your podcast. We don't believe you. You need more people in case you forgot. Four rings, three MVPs, top 50, top 75. Google me. To be quite frank, all this new success you got, you still under me. You don't know my work ethic, but according, I work less than you, but I'm worth more than you. Make it make sense. Love you too. If you need help making money, it's better ways than gossiping. I'm too old for this ish. Love always, the most dominant big man ever who took it serious. Remember, I don't know you. In the words of Skip Bayless, I'm better than you. G1 classification, I have it. You don't. Not in my profession. Your GOAT debate, never wanted to be the GOAT. I wanted to be who you should greet me as, the most dominant ever." So he said some more stuff and all that, but that's Shaq with his report. Oh, then I don't have the video, but he released a diss track on Forbes.
We good. So we got it.
Dustin, do you agree with Shaq's response to Shannon? Or do you agree with, do you think Shannon took it too far, or you think Shaq took it too far?
I mean, I feel like it's stupid. I mean, for me, like I get what Shannon was saying, but I mean, I think Shaq was just sticking up for SGA in that situation. I mean, it's true as Shannon said, Shaq could have accomplished a lot more out of his career. But in rebuttal to Shaq, I mean, you ain't got to – I mean, you still successful. I mean, of course you're not as successful as you. And y'all not talking about y'all respective careers, so I don't get why you would go with Shannon in terms of, like, count his money. I've never gotten that. And, of course, Shaq is more popular. I mean, to me, that's not proving Shannon wrong. But, I mean, this is the only problem I have with Shannon. Shannon will have a rebuttal against anybody black. But he let Skip Bayless disrespect him on live TV and has never said anything negative about that man. Not even after he left, he's never said anything negative about Skip Bayless. And I have an issue with it. Like, he is all for confrontation against anybody black.
Yep.
Not say anything against Skip Bayless. That's what I have a problem with Shannon.
Yep.
Okay. Flowers, man. So who's more in the wrong? Shannon Tate's or Shaq's rebuttal?
Shaq's rebuttal, in my opinion, because I've always hated Shaq when he does this. He does it on TV with Charles when, you know, somebody makes a valid point about something. G1 classification, all this nonsense. Look, we know who you are. We know you got championships, but I can't stand when people like that try to discredit people because they got a championship and somebody else doesn't.
Right.
If you want to be upset with what Shannon Sharpe said, that's fine, but we know who you are, Shaq.
Yep.
Like you don't have to reiterate the fact of the matter of what you Shannon was giving his opinion. Just let him give it and be done. You're not helping the situation. I mean, you're sitting here saying this and that, but at the end of what you're saying you're too old for this shit. Well, act like you're too old for this shit and don't do it. Like,
right. And,
I'm just saying, like, you're damn near 60. Like Dustin said, like, of course, your popularity is bigger than Shannon Sharpe. Your career was bigger than Shannon Sharpe. Shannon wasn't trying to make it about that, but that's Shaq's go-to when he gets upset. He wants to compare careers and money. Dude, we know you're successful. We know you have money, but what are you getting out of flaunting it around and throwing it around? But that's just me, you know. I really don't care for people. That's their go-to, trying to flaunt how much money they got, this and that, because at the end of the day, you can't take the shit with you. So that's fine and dandy that you were blessed to be 7'1", 300 pounds, and be a dominant force. Hell, if that was me, hell, I did the same thing too. But you know what? I wasn't blessed to live that life. So I say that to tell you to be humble. Yep. Be grateful, be thankful that you lived the life that you lived and you got what you have. You know, don't flaunt it in people's faces and don't try to reiterate, you know, this and that. I don't like that kind of stuff, but that's just me. I just feel like Shaq could be a bigger person. And like you say, if you want to defend yourself in saying you were sticking up for SGA, fine and cool, but you could have said what you said, been done, mm-hmm. and you come with a damn diss record. Sit your old ass down somewhere, yep, Shaq. Yep, I'm letting you to death, but sit down.
I totally agree. Again.
Go ahead, RC, man. Go ahead and take it.
I feel like with Shannon Sharpe, I agree with Dustin. Like, dude, you didn't handle nobody that don't look like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you bagged out. You haven't had anything to say about it afterwards. I haven't thought about that, but that's us as a people. We're ready to kill each other. We're ready to go at one another, but if it's somebody else outside of that, we don't have the same energy. So I'm not surprised by that, but I until he said it, I'm like, damn, he right. With Shaq, this is my one issue with Shaq, and this is why Shaq is not in my top 10 greatest of all time. Everybody in my top 10 greatest of all time got the most out of their bodies, the most out of their sport, most out of their ability. You know, when you hear people talking about Randy Moss, when Randy Moss say he's better than Jerry Rice, the best wide receiver, man, you didn't bring it every play. It was too much individualism. Shaq is 50-something years old, responding like a teenager, a rap artist, who's talking about how much money he got, how many women he being with. That is the most immature response to this. Learn how to agree to disagree. You do Charles Barkley like that. You say he's not a champion. You can't talk about championship. Well, you was blessed to be with the greatest coach to ever play, one of the greatest players to ever play. Then you play with another great player in Dwayne Wade, another great player in Steve Nash, another great player in LeBron James. You play with everybody. And you acting like you were the guy you play with Penny Hardaway. My thing is, those rings and all of accolades that you talk about, I mean, you only became Kobe's friend until it was before Kobe passed and y'all sat down and talked about it. But up until then, you did Kobe the same way. The mm-hmm. same way. Like, anytime somebody pushed back at Shaq, this is the response you're going to get. You know? And when Kobe sat in front of you and you told Kobe, I ain't have to work hard because I had you. That is the highest level of disrespect. You don't have a competitive spirit. And all Shannon was saying was, you could be the greatest of all time because nobody in any sport with your athleticism and your size and your ability who could have did what you would have been able to do. And it's eating them alive, personally, publicly. You know, his marriage, his kids, all that's bothering him. And he does this to people, man. And you want to talk about G-Class? I got some shit to say about you. It's more personal than that. You got big man, little man syndrome. It's something about Ooh. You that ain't set right. Because every time somebody say anything, it could be Kenny Smith. He talk about Kenny Smith like a dog. I don't really truly feel like he's anybody's friend, because no matter what we go through here on this panel, if you piss me off and I say exactly how I feel about you, I never really had anything for you. People like that, like, man, I can go on and on about Shaquille O'Neal, but, you know, he tries to use being blunt as an excuse to be rude. Now, I can't dig it. But he said, can you dig it? Hell no.
No. I actually have no problem with Shannon Sharp saying he was just stating his opinion. I mean, are we not allowed to do that? We allowed to state our opinions, and he just felt like he take jabs at the big men all the time. Yeah. He took jabs at Jokic, and that's why Shannon, like, it might be a little bit of jealousy in there, because Jokic is doing everything that, you know, he could have been doing. You know,
he went all these greens. You remember when he told Spider he ain't good enough? Mm-hmm. You ain't good enough, Spider. You ain't good enough. You got more work. That's like,
I'm trying. Spider, what did Spider do? Spider just like, okay, man, okay, I prove it. I mean, so why can't he? Shaq.
Who is Shaq?
But I'm saying he took it as a motivation. You take anything in motivation.
He told Jokic when he was talking to him that SGA deserved the award over him.
Yeah, that's disrespectful, man.
That's just disrespectful.
Come on. That's what I'm saying. So that's why Shan said it might be a little jealousy, because he see Jokic, he's in shape, I say, I can't tell, but he's getting it done with
out of his body.
Yes, exactly. And to be honest, I was okay with Shannon's response. I mean, not Shannon, Shaq's response until he went on his money top in his possession. Like, he should have just said, that's your opinion. I disagree, but okay. He could have left it at that, but he got
to debate Shaq about it.
Yeah, it's like, it's nothing to talk about. Yes, he only do that because of how big he is. He thinks he can bully everybody around. That's why he do barking like that. And he talking about how old he is, but he still haven't grown up all the years. Even he came out and said that he was lazy, that he didn't take things seriously, that he didn't take his diet seriously. I went up to
Clinton and eat hamburgers in the summer. Listen, man.
So we just come on.
If Shaq was the same height as Charles Barkley, 6'4", Shaq wouldn't be in the NBA. Charles Barkley is one of the most, outside of Michael Jordan, at the time that they were playing, wasn't nobody better than Charles Barkley. He could do everything. Now, if me and Dustin were arguing about Charles Barkley and we were arguing about Blake Griffin, then Dustin would say, okay, all right, say I'm with you with Charles. Charles Barkley could do everything with a basketball. And you look down the line on that table, that long-ass table, and you tell this man repeatedly, because he don't have a championship and he lost to Michael Jordan. Yep. He lost to Michael Jordan. Dude, you lost to Michael Jordan who came back from playing baseball. Like, come on, man. Barkley lost to Michael Jordan in his prime.
Give Barkley a Kobe or somebody like that caliber on his team and see how many rings he gets. I mean, come on.
Kobe won a championship with Shaggy Duke. That's why I called Paul Gasol. He was scared of the Shaggy.
He called Shaggy.
Josh, I'm talking about, man, y'all gotta understand.
Shaggy
always been with players, another dominant player. Yeah. Okay, so He can go somewhere and lay down with that shit, man. I mean, he want to make everybody feel like he just, and you look at those highlights, that's taking that elbow, putting it in people's throat.
And then right in their face. And that's why I don't understand, man. Like I said, Shannon, he have his own problems, but I feel like Shannon was not out of line. It's just like, we would get on here and I get my take on Brock Purdy. I get my take on
Jared
Goff. Or I take shots at Kurt or whoever. It don't mean that
it's comparable when you making fun of short quarterbacks and short people while being 5'7". I don't understand.
Because I live that life. I live that life, so I know what it takes. But let's get to the chat. Most Unknown said, nobody says nothing negative about Skill because he put a lot of people, including SAS. Yeah. Apparently, Skip is well liked and respected. I'll train. I didn't say that about Skip. I think he put on an act. I feel like that's a character. I don't think that's really
put on people, but everything he put on was for his benefit. If he wanted to put Stephen A. first take wouldn't have been as big. if you want to put, as we see with Undisputed, if you want to put Shannon on Undisputed, when, man, you see how, like, the ratings on Undisputed have, like, plummeted when Shannon left. So, I mean, it's he has some personal gain in that, too. But either way, like, what he did to Shannon was just straight disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Right, I think he took it too far on that. But I'm saying off screen, you holler anybody say anything bad. I feel like in the media's point, that I feel like it's a lot of guys. I feel like that's a lot of guys that are cutthroat in that industry, especially in the media. It's all for one. It's not about everybody else. It's always about themselves.
I want to make this right. Like,
you know what, Skip Bayless and that whole it sounded like Massa let me work in the house.
So what about Stephen A? So what you call Stephen A though? He's doing the same thing.
But listen. Racism doesn't have to always be white and black. Like, racism don't always have to be white and black. That's what America tells us, that it has to be that color versus this color. It's a treatment of another person, a disrespect of another person, or a lack thereof respect. And it's like how he sat across the table and he attacked who was supposed to be his friend. It was done out of malice. Like, you don't even know Brady like that, to go after a guy that's supposed to be your homeboy. But I think with Stephen A and Skip, like, they salvage, or they're like a lifeline for guys whose careers have ended in sports, and they give them an opportunity to make, you know, continue their careers and stuff like that. And so them guys feel indebted. But in closing, I feel like there's never a good enough excuse for me to disrespect you behind nothing if we say we cool or not cool. It's just not cool, man, what how you handle it. And Shannon don't have that. He wanted to whoop Mike Epps.
Oh, really? I ain't hear about that.
Yeah, you remember when Mike Epps was on stage. He wanted to pull up on Mike Epps.
I didn't see that. I probably don't recall. I had to go look it up.
Yeah, I mean, it was before the All-Star weekend.
I really feel like a lot of these guys in the media that have these shows are like WWE characters. That's how I picture those, because they got sales, they got bringing views. So you got to say that most outlandish stuff. You got to act a certain way. So I feel like most of you guys are putting on front. Muscle Known said Shaq really didn't have to say that in front of Joker, but as usual, if someone say no disrespect, more than likely it's about to be some disrespectful stuff that come out your mouth. Yep, right. You got that right. Mm-hmm. You ain't lying.
But I don't think you should have won the MVP.
Come on, man.
I would have took the headset off
I don't care.
About Joker. Joker has gotten the most out of that unathletic body.
True.
I got more respect for the guy who rolls up out of the bed every morning and plays that sport like it's, you know, every day's gonna be his last day. The guy that just relied on his natural ability, just figured out along the way. That's what Shaq was doing. I got more respect for Iverson than I do Shaq, because I knew Iverson was gonna give everything he had, man. Like,
had to. If Shaq shot 70% from the free throw line, he probably be all time leading scorer.
Yeah, but not only that, there were moments in the game. He talks about Rudy Gobert as if he wasn't Rudy Gobert. You didn't finish games, bro.
What Shaq say? What did he say? I make them when they count.
Right. You got that right. That's crazy. All right, man. We about to come to a close, but I'm about to show y'all the highlight of the day. It's a funny clip. I think y'all like it.
Tyson, watch me beat Peter McNeely on Comcast Cablevision. Hi, I'm Mike Tyson. Watch me fight Peter McNeely on Cock Cable. Hi, I'm Mike Tyson. Watch me beat Peter McNeely on Samsonite Cable.
No, Salmon.
Oh man, this team is so funny to me, man. Mike Tyson is so funny, bro. Please don't fall. Please don't take a fall against this dude, man. I don't mind.
Yeah, when's that fight, guys? When is it?
Next month, I want to say.
Man, Mike Tyson, please don't Please don't do what I think you put it do, man.
Not for the money, not for the money, bro. He said, Jay Paul said he said Mike Tyson Iron Mike, then he's titanium or something like that.
There's Mike.
Knock
there's
him out. Mike. Hey. Knock him there, out.
There's Mike. How you feel? I've been explosive. I've been explosive. You know what's crazy about this man? What sense do it make? What point besides money? What's the reasoning behind fighting Jake Paul? Like
money. The money's crazy.
Good money. I mean, his podcast is decently popular. Like, I don't
endorsement.
Before,
yeah, think about the Paul brothers. You got one boxing, you got one with the Prime drink. He in WWE now.
Bro, listen, the one that got the Prime drink, is uber talented.
Who that Logan? Yeah,
he's uber talented. I think he could do all the stuff he's doing.
Real good job in WWE. He doing.
Yeah, I saw a highlight of him jumping in the air and colliding with a guy. I'm like, this dude. So I have a lot of respect for them. They work themselves into what they are. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand the angle Mike Tyson is taking and all this. I know, you know, it's sad to see your hero was doing stuff for money. It really does like right. a
cycle. He's probably building the legacy for when he leaves here. Cause I remember not so long ago he was saying he didn't think he had much more time. And I'm not wishing this into fruition for him. Yeah. But that came out of his mouth. He was saying he felt like he didn't, you know, have a long time left on this earth. So right. maybe he's just trying to.
Mike Tyson is on. He's taking performance enhancing drugs. You can look at his body, man, and tell like it was a quick turnaround. Them guys is taking stuff. It's not
Jack Powell taking some.
Yeah,
they both are. You seen how fast that LeBron accusation got swept on underneath the rug when everybody was putting it out there. Now nobody ain't talking about it. That went way quick.
Being talked about in the media.
Listen, LeBron's going to retire and it's going to come out because it ain't just LeBron James, Tom Brady, all them guys, man. It ain't got – Father Time is undefeated, and it's things that they're doing to get to the finish line. LeBron's past the finish line. Finish line way back there. Dude, past the finish line. Like he's taking that performance enhancement drugs.
All right. Well, guys, we have some new merch on our store. We have the VOL NWO Clash. Y'all can check that out on our website. And we have the Wolfpack T-shirt NWO. I'm more of a Wolfpack guy with Kevin Nash when they formed the Wolfpack with Kevin Nash, Steen, and all them guys.
Conan, all them cats.
Yeah, Conan. What was the other? Was it Razor Simone, Razor and Ramon? Didn't he join them later on?
Yeah.
I want to say. Yeah, he joined Kevin Nash later on. And we have another new shirt up. We support women's sports T-shirt.
I'm getting one.
Y'all cocked those. Wear it to the your daughter's sporting events. Yeah, show them that. Love. And we also have them in different colors. We have them in the white lettering, as y'all see, and we also have in the black lettering. So y'all can cop those over in the website. I will drop the website in the chat. Let me see, can I pull it up real quick? Yes, it said Printify. Is that volsportscast.printify.me/products? So I'm gonna drop this in the chat for y'all. And I finally did it, finally put it together for everybody. We have our new They Hate Greatness T-shirt, Players Tee. Actually, this is the original They Hate Greatness T-shirt. T Wright is the man behind this. He's always say They Hate Greatness because I talk about Tom Brady. I talk about some other players that I just didn't like. So he like, bro, you just hate greatness. So T. Wright came up with that. I'm going to get to the chat real quick. So we released this new T-shirt over the weekend. I put it on the website yesterday. Caitlin Clark, she's the first person to get this T. They Hate Greatness, Caitlin Clark T. So we're gonna come out with different players. So we're gonna, and this shirt is up on our merch site now. So cop it while you can. Muscle Known said WNBA starting tomorrow. This is the first time where I actually excited for season. I'm gonna be rooting for the Chicago Sky.
Go Fever.
But those are got hurt.
Yeah, she got hurt.
I don't know.
She hurt.
I'll be rooting for the Sparks, you know. Since I'm a Laker, I'm slowly going back to the Lakers because I know LeBron will probably be out here soon.
Yeah, I'm going for the Fever.
All right, and we are brought to you by Bet Us. We got your game. WNBA starting tomorrow. Okay. Oh, time to win some money, guys. Baseball going on. NBA playoffs. So get hockey. I forgot about hockey. Playoff hockey going on right now. I think Dallas Stars and the Avalanche are playing right now. Right. So y'all need to use Bet Us and place your bets. And one more thing, guys. I finally got the link. We are in a competition in the Pine Belt. We're trying to win the best podcast in Hasbury, actually, / Mississippi area. So y'all can go to this link. It's in the chat. Click on the link, and it'll take you to the site to vote for us. We're trying to win the best of the Pine Belt podcast in the podcast category. Go to Lifestyle, and you just scroll down. You should see podcasts. So vote for us there. You can vote every day. Help us win that award.
If we win, we're going to the show, man. We're going to bombard the show.
Yeah. So how it works that at the end of May, they choose, I think, the top three or top five participants from that category. Then they have another voting session all the way to July, I think. Mm. So, and if we win, we get invited to the ceremony and everything, get awards. So, all right, I'm already writing my speech. I might let RC give the speech.
No, I'm gonna let you do it. I'm gonna let you do it. I want to give thanks to all the guys that come through and do what they do. I mean, I think we can win it. Got a shot.
I do too. Yeah, I got Randy. I got you in my speech already. Got your name in there, so I'm getting it ready. So keep voting for us every day, guys. We really appreciate the support and everything. We probably won't be back this week. My son actually have an interview on the Slide podcast with Coach AP. Shout out to Coach AP in the Slide. He going on there because you know he played baseball. My youngest son. So we're going to be on his podcast Thursday. So check us out over on the Slide. And anything else, guys, before we get out of here?
That's it.
That's it.
Man, great show. Great show. Love it. Love when we come on here and talk sports and have a good time. I love the people in the chat talking to us. If y'all ever want to just chat it up or come on the show, man, we let y'all come on here and ask us questions live. You know, you can do that. We actually got a segment called Fan Post where you can come on here and ask us questions or send them in. So we appreciate the support and love. Once again, we are out of here.
Peace.
All right, y'all. Take it easy.
We winning or not? want the ball in my hand. Hey, I want to run at the score. Score. I want to take the last shot. Shot. We winning or not? Hey, 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 hey. We winning or not? Hey, 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 hey. We winning or not? Either way, I'ma get it. Won't even do four quarters, you feel me? Either play hard or go.